This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Every time I buy a bottle of water, I feel this twinge of guilt. Images of trash mountains and dying sea animals are flashing through my head. But then, ta-da, there's a recycling bin. I put the empty bottle in there and I feel so much better. It's nice to think about our trash, all those precious raw materials getting put to good use once again. The reality of that situation, though, is that the recycling industry is suffering. We sent our producer, Paige Flager, to a recycling plant in Pittman, New Jersey, to see those problems firsthand, and many say those problems have their roots in a universally known symbol.
When I pictured a recycling plant, I imagined nice, clean milk cartons or plastic bottles bouncing happily down a conveyor belt towards a brand new life. There would be white walls and white floors like an Apple store. Omni Recycling Plant was not that. The plant is shielded from the elements by a giant roof that's several stories tall. The machinery looks like a game of chutes and ladders gone wrong. Sets of stairs in every direction, conveyor belts pushing around bottles, paper, cardboard, and cans. The noise is deafening, and it reeks. It reeks like hot, smelly trash. And that's because the recycling plant is, in fact, filled with garbage.
Tarps, seat cushions, car parts, mattresses, that shouldn't be coming to the anybody's facility for single stream.
Is that an office chair?
Yes, it is. And there's a computer. There you go.
I'm talking to Kevin Carducci, the manager of the plant. He's wearing a neon green t-shirt and some serious work boots that I wish I was wearing. The ground is covered in glass shards and muck. He leads me up a set of stairs into the heart of the operation. Plastic bottles are barreling down a conveyor belt to our right. He leans over the railing and points down to the floor of the plant, at a pile of trash the size of a small hill.
This is all the trash, Paige, that they have cleared off of the line out of the single stream since 7 a.m. this morning. And that's probably 5 or 6 tons of trash they've already pulled out of the line.
5 or 6 tons, and it was only 11 o'clock. Carducci estimates that his crew pulls 150 tons of garbage out of this stream of recyclables every single week. That's essentially the equivalent of about 18 elephants every week. And the cost?
Over $100 per ton. The cost is enormous.
So that's $15,000 a week. That cost, combined with the increasing international competition from other recycling plants and the ever-changing marketplace for recyclables, is really hurting these businesses.
Even the largest recycling hauler in the U.S. has shut down recently 25% of their recycling plants in the last few months.
That's Mitch Headland. She heads a nonprofit called Recycle Across America. They try to help people recycle correctly. She's talking about Waste Management, a company that shut down 22 of their 126 plants because they weren't making money.
In the state of California alone, which is considered one of the more progressive states when it comes to recycling, they have shut down 250 recycling plants since February.
And that number is rising. Headland says that part of the problem stems back to one particular moment. The moment when we walk up to a recycling bin and make a decision.
If you see a recycling bin that has a chasing arrow on it, and that's the only information that's on the recycling bin, that's not enough information for the consumer to know if that packaging that also has a chasing arrow can go in that bin.
That chasing arrow that she's talking about is the symbol that we see in different variations on so many items we purchase and most every recycling bin in America. That symbol, Headland says, is part of the reason that we're confused about what's trash and what's not.
The chasing arrow, I think, was established at a time when recycling was quite a bit more simple.
The 1970s, to be exact.
And I think, unfortunately, there was a lack of foresight for how recycling was going to be complex.
That lack of foresight is easy to understand when you take into account how the symbol was born.
This is Gary Anderson. I am the designer of the recycling symbol.
Anderson was a 23-year-old architecture student at the University of Southern California when he came across a poster announcing a design competition to create a logo for recycling in honor of the first Earth Day in 1970. The symbol was designed to represent paper and cardboard recycling only. But as we've figured out how to recycle a wider range of things, the symbol came to represent so much more. Paper, plastic, cardboard, reused, recycled, recyclable.
I think it's expecting an awful lot of the recycling symbol, or any other logo for that matter, to represent a myriad of concepts. It's just not what the job of logos is.
Recycling can't be summed up with one symbol anymore, and other countries are embracing a move away from simplicity and seeing a lot of success. Germany's system, for example, is really complicated. They heavily pre-sort all of their items down to the color of the glass. They launched a public education initiative to teach people how to sort properly, and now Germans are the top recyclers in the world. They recycle 65% of their waste. South Korea uses a variation on Anderson's symbol, but everything's color-coded. Orange means glass, gray means cans, and their residents actually have to pay based on the amount of waste that they have left over. Mitch Hedlund's nonprofit Recycle Across America wants to bring that type of success back to the U.S. They're working on a possible solution.
Introduce a standardized labeling system for recycling bins.
The labels are color-coded by material and have the chasing arrow symbol, along with the name of what can be recycled, a short description, and a picture of the different items. The National Park Service is trying out the labels, and so is the state of Rhode Island. If they see an improvement, other states might adopt the labels too. And that could mean a lot of relief for people like Kevin Carducci at that plant I visited in New Jersey.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever gotten that somebody tried to recycle?
We've had deer in the facility that, you know, obviously were dead or whatever. Somebody hunted them. The head comes up the line and we have to pull it off.
That's right. Someone in New Jersey tried to recycle a deer head. That certainly will not be included on any labels, no matter where you are in the world. For The Pulse, I'm Paige Flager.